You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 for the curious.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Well, that is not the only challenge currently going on in terms of decisions taken by government in recent times in relation to COVID-19. Another important matter that has resulted in legal correspondence is between the One South Africa movement and the president of South Africa and three others that are also cited. And there's been some correspondence back to what it is that the attorneys on behalf of their clients are demanding of government. And it's really, really interesting. I've got a copy of that letter here in front of me. And this is a letter dated 3rd of June. And the attorney involved is Eric Mabuza, who is the attorneys for One South Africa Movement. And that is the movement, of course, started by Musi. So I've asked Eric to make himself available, despite being very busy. And he has, as always, been generous with his time. Eric, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Good morning, Eusebius.
The letter, for the sake of my listeners, reads in part as follows. It's very short. We act on behalf of the President, the Government, and the Minister of Cooperative Governance. We note that in the aforementioned application, your client seeks far-reaching relief against our clients. They seek orders inter alia, setting aside, one, the decision shifting the country from level 4 to level 3, and two, the promulgation of the level 3 regulations. You will appreciate that the issues raised in the application are complex and require a careful response from government. In addition, we note that yesterday, that would have been Tuesday the 2nd, your client filed a supplementary founding affidavit which needs to be considered. In the circumstances, please be advised that while we have a team in place attending to the preparation of the answering affidavit, our clients will unfortunately not be in a position to file the affidavit today. We hope to be able to do so by the 8th of June 2020. 6, 7, 8, that would be by Monday. I want to just go through the facts here, Eric. So firstly, for the sake of the public, because there's so much going on in the news cycle, who's your client?
Well, my client is One South Africa, which is a movement that is spearheaded by Mr. Musima Imani. So that's the lead person in the, for One South Africa. So that's our client.
What does Pastor Aloysius pray for?
Pardon, I missed that.
What does Pastor Aloysius Maimane pray for?
Okay. Now, obviously, you'll appreciate that he's canvassed this issue extensively with the public, and he was able to raise a public awareness where I think almost 150,000 people petitioned and agreed with his petition to stop government from reopening schools without a proper plan in place. And after I received the mandate from the people, he instructed us and after speaking to the president, writing to the president, and he didn't receive any favorable response, he asked us to challenge the plans by government to reopen schools, where it was quite clear that the infrastructure is not ready for the kids to go back to school. I mean, and also you remember that the minister, subsequent to the application, as well as after talking with the unions, agreed to postpone the reopening of schools, I think, to the 8th. But we are still of the view that a week is not sufficient to address the concerns that we raised in the application. So on Tuesday, we got a letter from both the president as well as the Minister of Basic Education, each one of them asking for indulgence to different dates. The president says in the letter that you read that the matter is complex and he wanted to file their papers on the 8th, on Monday. The minister said the matter is also complex. She asked to file the papers today on the 5th. And we had to do a joint response to them and to say, no, the 8 is quite, it's not acceptable. We want them to file today. We believe that we've already given them sufficient time to deal with the issues that we've raised in the matter. And, of course, you know that the matter itself requires urgent adjudication by the court. I mean, it's a rolling problem, so we can't wait forever. Even a mere weekend, 2 days in weekend, it's too long, particularly given the fact that they threatened to open the schools on Monday. It's for that reason we pinned them to today's date so that we could have the weekend to prepare a response for the matter to be ready to go to court, to the Constitutional Court, as soon as we receive directives from the court. And we hope to get those directives as soon as possible.
As in today?
We can't predict when the court will do that, but we are hopeful that the court will look at this and the seriousness of the issues that are involved. The court will give it its urgent and due attention.
For those of us who don't understand legal process, the effective request for a condemnation in a delay because they want to have a look at your papers and respond by Monday, is that the equivalent of asking for a verbal or a gentleman's agreement between the two sides? And is your client's instruction to you to decline them the opportunity formally to have until Monday to respond?
Yes, yes, in a sense. I mean, as I said to you, the request was quite strange because you have two ministers or two government ministers asking for different dates. And if one can do it on the feet, surely it must also be possible for the other minister to meet the deadline of the feet. So we didn't understand the split in the request, particularly that both ministers and the president are represented by the state attorney. So if one state attorney can do this on Friday, so should the other team.
So okay, let's take a little bit of a breather here. We'll come back in a moment. Yeah, this is a complex match. 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, you are hearing what attorney Eric Mabuza says, and it is strange. I mean, it's a weird bifurcated response from the state. If one minister drawing on the same legal expertise can file within time and the other can't, what the hell is going on here? It seems like government really doesn't have its house in order. Clock, I'm in conversation with attorney Eric Mabuza, who was speaking about his client, One South Africa Movement. There's been a response from the president and the state attorney more specifically, saying basically we need until Monday to be able to attend to the preparation of an answering affidavit on these questions. Eric, the other thing I want to understand just factually is the range of what it is that One South Africa Movement want, because this letter says, inter alia, what your client seeks is the setting aside of the decision, shifting the country from level 4 to level 3. That isn't just about schools. I mean, that is a broader set of ramifications if we were to stay in level 3. Is that just accurate in terms of its understanding of what it is that your client want? Does your client want us to still remain at level 4?
That's quite correct. But yeah, because the school thing will require that we move up to level 4. We can't just shift schools for level 3 and keep the others to level 4 and keep the others at level 3. We think the whole thing must be looked at holistically. Our view is that there is not a plan in place, for instance, for the distribution of the protective equipment. There is no, basically the government, I mean, in short, is simply not prepared to expose the kids to level 3. I mean, the data keeps on shocking us. Yesterday's statistics of the new infections, it's quite scary. In fact, if anything, it shows that our concerns were not misplaced. Because imagine kids going back to schools when the infection rate is is going up. And unfortunately, it's only the children of those that are not in a position to do so who would be affected. I mean, the kids of people who are in private school can learn through a virtual platform, but kids of people from poor families are likely to be the most affected by the plan for them to return to school. Now, I mean, our clients, we are of the view that the return to school is just completely, completely premature. There's just no plan in place to deal with this situation. So we also want the court to put in place a supervisory mechanism for a program which will allow government to return the kids back to school in a supervisory role, what we call a structural order, where the government must report to court, this is what we've achieved, this is the plan that we've put in place. I mean, our application is not just to destabilize things, but to ensure that together with government, we deal with the situation properly. In fact, you can say the application is to assist government to put in place a program that will ensure that ultimately when kids return to school, as well as the teachers, there is a proper structure in place.
Okay, I mean, that kind of makes sense. It's interesting that government needs the extra time before it can tell you whether there's a plan in place, because heaven forbid, if a plan is not already available, I don't know where they're going to crank one out over the weekend. The other thing that I wanted to understand in the 90 seconds that's left is the promulgation of the Level 3 regulations. That seems to imply, and I have to confess here, that I haven't had a look at the Government Gazette of late, that the Level 3 regulations, although articulated in terms of press briefings, that they haven't been properly, in terms of legal efficacy, made their way into the necessary gazettes, because that's when it formally takes effect from the point of view of what promulgation means in law. Why would you be seeking the promulgation of the Level 3 regulations? Are you implying there that has that not happened, as a matter of fact?
No, we're saying the reducing of the level from level 4 to level 3 is unconstitutional. The shifting of the alert level from 4 to 3 is unconstitutional. In other words, we think we must go back to more stringent level 4.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, and obviously that will require with it concomitantly that also gets gazetted so that is reflected as a matter of law.
Yes.
Yeah. So what happens next? What happens if the government simply doesn't have your sense of urgency and takes the next 48 hours or 72 hours to prepare a response?
You know, the difficulty with this issue is that it's a moving target. I mean, you've seen the judgment from the High Court, which government now wants to appeal. We all fighting about really the same thing, where the alert level should be. The High Court has said that the alert level 4 and 3 are unconstitutional, and now we are in a limbo. I mean, our view really is that this matter must say the Constitutional Court must just direct all parties to come and argue our different complaints to it, so that the court, which the highest court, has the last word on what must happen, because it's not attainable. It's an untenable situation where
for sure
different courts are giving different rulings on this issue. So
absolutely,
we think it's actually very appropriate that the court just calls all of us to come and
make argument. Absolutely,
yes.
Eric, as always, thank you so much for coming in the program. Deeply appreciated, sir.
Thank you. You're most welcome.
That's Eric Mabuza from Mabuza Attorneys, representing One South Africa Movement. And really interesting year, government stalling on this particular matter.
Hi, humans. Dr. G Retriever here. Every day, dogs are itching for rapid relief from parasites. They suck, but not for long with Simparica. Simparica is a tasty one.